In talking about why we exist, do you remember how we answered that question last week? Anybody remember? Essentially, we exist to what? And we talked about how there's two essential ways that we do that. We exist to glorify God by experiencing God's love or care for me through Jesus Christ, and by seeing what God is up to and then adjusting my life to line up with God's will. Do you remember that? So we see what God is doing around us in the community that we live in and we work in, and we adjust our lives to move into God's will, and then our life will be empowered by His will and what's going on. Well, this morning I want to get just a little bit personal with you. The difference between these two sermons is similar to a church's mission statement and a church's purpose statement. A church's mission statement and a church's vision or purpose statement. Now, every church should have a similar mission statement. Any church that claims to be Christian should have some sort of a mission statement that sounds like, we are here to make disciples of Jesus Christ. We are here to grow the kingdom of God. We are, you know, things like that. More general, broad brushstrokes of what we understand our existence in this community to be. Now, a church's personality, however, comes out when we look at the church's purpose or vision statement. And the purpose is, how are we going to do that? How are we going to do the mission statement? You can think of the, what I always like to say is, think of a bow and arrow and a target. The target is the mission statement, to make disciples of Jesus Christ, right? And the arrow is how we're going to get to that target, right? So that's a purpose, right? That's our purpose. How are we going to get to that? And we can even go a little deeper. What happens for those of you who are bow and arrow hunters if there's no feathers on the arrow? Can you predict where that arrow is going to go? No, those arrows are put on, or excuse me, the feathers are put on that arrow in such a way that it causes a spinning motion so that it will stay on target, right? And so those are values in church talk. You see, so we can go on and on with that metaphor. But anyway, so today we're talking more about the purpose or the vision similarity in church talk, and how do we talk about that with our lives. So just to recap, we exist to glorify God by experiencing God's love or care for me through Jesus Christ, seeing what God is up to, and then adjusting my life to line up with God's will. Well, the first question is part of the sermon title, Am I Unique? Now, some of you are really beautiful people. Some of you, like myself, maybe I should just personalize it. I know when I look in the mirror every morning, I am very unique. I hope and pray no one else looks quite like this. And see, some of you, because of that light shining through Jesus up there, have to put up with the glow every Sunday that comes off my forehead from that light. Anyway, am I unique, and do I have any real value? Is each of us unique? Think about that. Are we, as a people, unique as individuals? Are we valuable in the grand scheme of things? Really any value in our life when we think about the big picture? Now, hopefully you'll remember this, but when we were talking about the God's existence, remember we went through logical arguments, whether God existed, and we actually got to a point where we understood not only did God exist, but really for anything to make sense, truly, and I mean, this is not just because I'm a pastor, I've thought about this long whenever I was a chemist, to really make sense of the world, God has to exist. And not only does God have to exist, but God creates and knows each and every one of us.